This is JRS News. Coming up, public beaches to be improved. Cabinet approves overhaul of jury system and Jamaica to host Port Games 2014. Details after the break.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. $252 million is to be spent to improve 6 beaches for public access this fiscal year. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says this is part of an initiative to ensure there's at least one developed beach in each parish.
We are now implementing a program where at least one beach in every parish and multiple in some will be transformed to make quality recreational spaces available to the public. These beaches will operate at the best international standards.
Minister McNeil was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. The improved beaches will have play areas for children, seating with the tables, picnic areas and gazebos, restrooms and changing room facilities, adequate parking, lifeguard towers and utilities. The initiative is being undertaken by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment in collaboration with the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Urban Development Corporation, and the National Environment and Planning Agency. Cabinet has given approval for the overhaul of the jury system. Information Minister Senator Sandrine Faulkner says drafting instructions have been issued to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel for the preparation of the required legislation.
Some of the proposed reforms are: employees summoned for jury duty are to be protected from the loss of their employment. Jury lists are to be derived from the voters and TRN lists. A reduction in the categories of persons who are exempt from jury duty. The jury stipend is to be increased.
Senator Faulkner says the penalty for refusing to perform jury duty will also be increased, and the hours for which jury summons can be served is to be extended. The information minister was addressing journalists Wednesday at a Jamaica House media briefing. 350 participants from 11 member states across the Caribbean are expected to participate in the 2014 Port Games being organized by the Port Authority of Jamaica. The event will be held June 6-9 in Montego Bay, St. James. Vice President of Harbors and Port Services at the Port Authority of Jamaica and Chairman of the Port Games Planning Committee, Hope Tendaliza, says the initiative being staged in Jamaica for the second time provides a range of opportunities for participants.
It provides an avenue whereby we can share information on best practices. We can have a discourse on work methods and systems that are employed within the various port authorities. It also affords the opportunity of general information sharing. And of course, the idea of networking, camaraderie, and of course, the social and cultural aspect of it are also very important.
Mr. Deliza was speaking at a JRS think tank session Wednesday. The Port Games is an annual regional event held in one of the 10 countries represented in the Association of Sports Cultural Clubs of the Caribbean Port Authorities. And Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.G. Nicholson is in Algiers, Algeria, for the 17th ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement NAM, being held under the theme Enhanced Solidarity for Peace and Prosperity. The meeting got underway today, May 28, and will conclude May 29. Over 120 member states from developing countries have gathered to discuss a range of issues, including economic development, poverty, social injustice, and threats to peace and security. The discussions and outcome of the meeting will serve as a contribution to the 17th summit of the NAM, which will take place in Caracas, Venezuela in 2015. Jamaica will also use the opportunity to lobby for the candidature of Justice Patrick Robinson to the International Court of Justice. Justice Robinson is vying to fill one of the 5 vacancies which will become available on the court at elections to be held later this year. Formed in 1961, the non-aligned movement serves as an important medium for addressing global issues and advancing the interests of developing countries. Jamaica has been a member of the movement since 1970. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.